Different kinds of things that become bosses. I don't want to keep after repeating when something is a bosses or not. We're talking now where the what? Who?
I just moved so I can see.
Please remove your head.
Still too big.
Not sure my wife will appreciate it.
How do you know? Did you ask her? Okay. Again, the bosses is something that is normally not muktzah in itself, that serves as a base for something that is muktzah, and it becomes muktzah like the thing that's on it. We said that lechatfili achri machmer, even by things that are muktzah machmas klisha malachto le'isser, and treat the bosses as that same as klisha malachto le'isser, which means you're allowed to move it if you need the place and the, or you need to use the thing for something mutter, but not for any other purpose. And if it's something that is muktzah machmas gufo or isser or whatever, where you can't move it for any purpose, then the bosses becomes the same way, you can't move it for any purpose. It only becomes a bosses, basically, if you leave it there on purpose, with the intention of it staying there on Shabbos, and there's nothing else there that's mutter, that it's also a bosses too, that's more important than the thing that's mukta. Those are basically the conditions. So now we'll go through a few different kinds of things that could become a bosses, and if it is a bosses, then it becomes muktzah intrinsically, and even if the muktzah thing is taken away, the thing itself that's not muktzah remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. Okay. You have something in your pocket that you left before Shabbos with the intention of leaving it there the whole Shabbos. Again, if you didn't intend to leave it there for Shabbos, you forgot it, it's not about the shirt or the blouse or the pants don't become a bosses, and then what you have to do is shake, when it comes to a pocket, right, shake the muktzah out, and then the shirt, the article of clothing, is 100% mutter. But where it does become a bosses, you had a shirt, and you didn't plan to use that shirt for Shabbos. And you left a pen in the pocket of the shirt on purpose, to remain there. And then, all of a sudden, you need that shirt on Shabbos. Even, we'll see in a second when it becomes a bosses, but let's say it now. If the pocket, like a shirt pocket, is sewn on all three sides onto the garment, then it's considered mamish part of the garment itself. And if the pocket becomes a bosses, the whole shirt or blouse is a bosses. And therefore, even if you shake the pan out of the shirt, the whole shirt is mukta. You're not allowed to move that shirt on Shabbos. If, however, it's the kind of pocket that is not connected on all sides to the beged, it's just sewn like a pants pocket, right? It's sewn in, it's like a what's it called, a pouch, that's just sewn on the top into the beged, okay, by women's clothing, I don't know what that would, on a robe, it's like a shirt, on a, what's it called, a coat, it's like a shirt. The only thing I can think of that's not like a shirt is a, what's it called, is a pants pocket. All other pockets, lechora, are sewn in all around, I think. What? Ladies?
Skirts?
Skirts.
And they have pockets?
Okay.
And they are sewn into, in other words, they hang out inside the thing and just sewn on the, like a pant, like pants. Okay. Okay. It's okay. I better. I'm going. I'll be in England, so I better say trousers. I was once in England. I spoke in England, and one of the rabbanim came over to me and said, "Could I ask you a favor? And I hope you're not insulted. Could you speak slowly? You have a terrible accent." I told him, "Let's get this straight." Okay, trousers. Okay.
Thanks, strong, Rabbi.
So, okay. So again, back to the. So you get the idea. If you forgot the thing in the pocket, no matter what kind of pocket it is, then the halacha is that the pocket is not a basis. As long as the muktzah is there, obviously you can't use the shirt. But you have to. What you have to do is take the muktzah. What's it called? Shake the muktzah out, and then you can use the shirt or garment or whatever. If, however, the pocket, you left the muktzah there on purpose, then it depends. If the pocket is not sewn in all around, it's like a trousers pocket, right? So then the halacha is that the pocket does not become a bosses, okay? And the trousers don't become a bosses. The pocket, yes, is a bosses. So you can't use that pocket. But if you take the pen, let's say, out of the pocket, then you can, what's it called, you can wear the trousers. But you can't use that pocket. The pocket itself becomes a busis. The pants are not a busis to the pocket. So therefore the pants remain mutter. The pocket is a busis. And you have to take the pen out of the pocket. If you have a shirt, that kind of pocket, and you left the pen there on purpose, even if you shake the pen out, the whole shirt is muktzah for the entire Shabbat.
And there was this, to take it out, you have to take it out. Shake it out.
Yeah, you can shake the shirt.
No, the pants pocket. Pants pocket.
Or do it with something else, and move it with something else.
You can't move it.
What?
But the shirt's muktzah. Yeah.
No. If it's a busis, then there's no one help.
Right.
Won't help. Right.
So
even if you shake.
Right.
Right. We're talking where it was left there on not on purpose. Okay. Next.
You said you can't use the pocket. You just got a pen in it. Then if you need the pocket.
Yeah, you can't. It's because the if you shake out the pen, so now you can wear the shirt. Okay. Well, if it wasn't a busis, you can use the pocket if you shake out the pen. But when the pocket becomes a busis, okay. But by pants where it's not, where the pants don't become a busis, because only the pocket becomes a busis. If you left it there on purpose, you left some money in your pocket before Shabbos with the intention of not wearing those trousers, and you're going to wear something else, and then you find out you need those trousers, and you left the money there on purpose. So then the pocket in the pants becomes a busis. Even if you shake out the money, you can't use that pocket. You can't put anything in that pocket.
So I'm asking the rabbi, if it was a pen, not a piece of money.
Right.
So then it's a cleave to him after the Israel.
Ah, I mean, it's what's it called?
So can you use that pocket, put something
right.
in?
Right. If you, Tzarek Makomo. Yeah, Lechora. Yeah. You could use it to tzarek makomo, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that kind of situation, yes. If it was muktzah like money, then you can't use the pocket at all. But you're right. Pen, you could use it tzarek gufo makomo. Okay, next. This may sound like the first thing. I don't know in which language, but now we're talking about drawers. The no, we're talking about the kind that pull in and out of a table or
not the pants kind.
Right, right.
Okay.
So here it's a little bit almost the opposite of the first case, and I have to explain why it's like that. There are drawers that pull out of a desk, right, that are don't come out. They're not removable. Okay? In most cases, drawers are removable. Cabinets or whatever, they're removable. If the drawer is removable, okay, then if there is mukta in the drawer, okay, the drawer is considered a basis to itself. Okay? It's not part of the desk. It's a removable drawer. So if the drawer becomes mukta, then the entire desk becomes mukta because it's a basis to the drawer. The desk or the cabinet, and we're talking now only of things that are not connected to the ground. Not like, nailed into the wall or something like that. Anything that's nailed into the wall, something connected to the ground, never becomes a basis. Only movable things. So we're talking about a movable table, a movable desk, or whatever. If the drawer is removable, and you left mukta things in there that are more important than the non-mukta things, so it becomes a basis, and you left it there on purpose, so then the drawer itself is a basis, and the desk becomes a basis to the drawer, because it supports the drawer. So the whole desk is mukta, and you can't move it, right? If the mukta is something that can't be moved at all, then the desk can't be moved at all. If the mukta is only something that's mukta machmas malakta le'isr, then you can move the desk with tzara gufa makomo, but not for the sake of the desk.
What about the other drawers in the desk?
Is it
the chest of drawers?
So if you don't, the chora, that's called moving. I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. In other words, the other drawers have nothing to do with the desk because they're separate by themselves. They're not a basis to the basis. The chora, if they're all removable drawers, you can move the other drawers. You can even use the top of the desk to read on or whatever, as long as you don't move the desk. And long as it's not so fragile that if you use it, you're going to surely move it. But if it's something sturdy, that if you use it, you won't move it, you can use the top of the desk, you can't move the desk. The chori can open and close the other drawers. They are not they're not bottled to the desk, the same reason that the drawer that's removable isn't bottled. Yeah, that's a good, I didn't say anybody who says anything, but the chori, you should be allowed to move the drawers.
If you have a drawer and something attached to the wall,
And that's nothing becomes a basis.
Even the drawer itself?
The drawer itself, if it's not removable, does not become a basis because it's part of the thing that's connected to the wall. If it is removable, then it does become a basis, but the table doesn't become a basis, which doesn't make any difference anyway because you can't move it either. Anyway, it's connected to the wall,
that,
yeah?
Is that only if the mukta is more valuable than the other?
Right, that's only if there's only mukta, or the mukta is more valuable than the non-mukta things. But if the non-mukta things are more valuable, not valuable in money, we said, valuable to you, right, and your need or whatever, then it doesn't become a basis at all. Then what you have to do, you can't move it while the mukta is there, but what you preferably have to do is tilt the mukta off or whatever. Okay, now, one second.
In other words, take the drawer out to tilt the mukta back.
Right, right, right.
And is there anything here of forgetting to take it out or leaving it deliberately?
Yeah, same thing. It only becomes a basis if you left it there deliberately. Okay, if the drawer is not removable, okay, not removable, then it becomes part of the desk, but it's not the ikkar part of the desk. So then the desk itself does not become a basis at all. Because, what's it called, the drawer is considered less important than the rest of the desk, and the drawer itself becomes a basis, but the desk isn't buckled to the drawer, and therefore what's it called doesn't become a basis to the drawer, it's just another part of the drawer, which is not another part of the totality, and that doesn't become a basis. And then you can use the rest of the desk, you move the desk around, right, you're only moving the mukta indirectly then, and the desk itself is not a basis, only the drawer is, that's okay. Okay.
If the drawer is in something that's immovable,
you're right.
To the wall.
It depends.
To
if
the wall.
If the yeah.
So it's in the part of the kitchen.
Right. As if the drawer is not removable,
yeah,
then the drawer is also considered connected to the wall.
So then.
And there can't become a basis. If the drawer is removable, the drawer becomes a basis, but the desk doesn't become a basis because it's what's it called? It's connected to the wall.
Okay. So if you have mukta in the drawer the drawer doesn't come out and the cabinet doesn't move.
Right. In other words, it's connected to the wall, then nothing is a bus.
Can you take the mukta out? Can you take the other side
right.
out of there for
me? Right.
There's a bag of fresh candles, let's say. Is that mukta or
yeah,
no?
That's mukta machmas gufo. And there's no purpose, not a kli, and you can't move for anything. Yeah.
Does removal mean that you could like pop it out of the springs, or removal means that it's like screwed into the slides on the
No, removal means that it's meant to be taken in and out.
I mean,
you don't have to take the thing apart to get the drawer out. I mean, anything's removable if you take an axe to it. But that's not the way you're normally supposed to, even though maybe some Yeshiva Bachram use furniture like that. But regular people don't use furniture, especially if it's theirs, in that way. Okay. Key rings. You have a key ring. It has your house key on it, which is obviously not mukta. It has your ignition key on it, which is obviously mukta. Here also, a key ring itself, and you intended to leave the keys on the key ring over Shabbos. Then all of a sudden you decide you need that key, right? Again, here, b'shas hadchak, there's a heter that the key is only mukta machmas malachto le'iser. It's not machmas gufo. So it could be it doesn't become a basis. But under normal circumstances, l'chatchila, the key ring becomes a basis. Okay? Not sure if the key to your house is more choshev to you than the key to the ignition. Probably it is. So if there's a key, house key on the thing, probably doesn't become a buses.
No.
But if you only have the car keys on it, right, then the ring itself becomes a buses, and it's also to move that ring, even if you take all the keys off. That would be
one clicker, like the clickers.
Those clickers are mukta machmas malachto le'iser. So same thing.
But it could be that even though the house is more valuable than the car, but there's a lot of people who have the key to the house, you know, in the family.
Yeah.
But there's only one car key.
I hear, but you don't need the car key on Shabbos. So I hear. I don't know. I hear. It really depends on the person. Okay. The next thing, pet cages. When Shabbos came in, you had your hamster. Right, in your hat box or whatever. And you plan to leave it there for Shabbos. And then the hamster ran away. You can't use that hat box for Shabbos. It becomes, or any other cage or whatever that you're using for a pet. Because the pet is mukta, like we said. More nogeya lemaisa. You have refrigerator drawers that you have uncooked food in. Raw eggs. Things that are mukta, frozen food that can't be eaten on Shabbos, needs to be cooked or whatever. Or you have it in the freezer. So we said already that if you didn't put it there on top of other things to mamish be a buses. Just that there's no room, so you had to stack things one on top of the other, then the things underneath don't become a buses. But the drawer becomes a buses. So if you have a refrigerator drawer, I guess that's what it's called, and vegetable bin or whatever, and you have something in there that's mamish mukta on Shabbos, right? So it may be that the things underneath it don't become mukta because you didn't put a dafka on top of that thing. It's just that you had to put a lot of things in, so something had to be on top and something on the bottom. But the drawer itself becomes a buses if you intended to leave that thing there the whole Shabbos. Therefore, even if that mukta thing goes away, you can't use that drawer. Can't move that drawer.
Even if it's a mute thing.
Well, again, it depends what else is there, right? It has with the rules of buses that we said. So it's only that thing, or that thing is more important than the other things, or whatever.
Are you allowed to open it?
So you can't. That if the whole drawer becomes mukta, and therefore, what's it called? The refrigerator is not connected to the ground. Right, and it could be that since it's a removable drawer, the whole refrigerator becomes a buses to that buses, and you can't move the refrigerator, but you have to move the refrigerator anyway, so that's really irrelevant. But what Batya said is probably right. The other drawers on the refrigerator you could move. Right, that's not... What?
The door you can open?
Mastami can open the door too. Yeah. Because... One second, no. The door is the refrigerator itself. That's not just another drawer. The staminatum, your whole refrigerator becomes a buses to that drawer. If it's able to be taken out, it's a buses to a buses. That would be a problem. What? What?
You keep batteries.
What you can do, that's a big problem, Taka. What do? You see, you put batteries in your freezer, but you have a million other things in the freezer that are more important collectively than the things. So the freezer is a basis to mutter things and usher things. And probably what it's, the more things in the freezer or the refrigerator are more collectively important than what's it called, than any one thing that's uncooked food. So therefore you can open the door. You can open the door. The refrigerator probably does not become a bus.
If you have a freezer, I have a freezer which has drawers in it.
Right.
And one of my drawers is full of unusable frozen meat.
Meat, okay.
Okay.
So that drawer is muktzah, even if the meat gets taken away. Now, lechora, the freezer does not become a basis to that drawer alone, but to all the other drawers with all the other food, which lechora collectively is more important than just the meat. You have everything else in there.
My freezer is full of stuff that I can't use, but I also happen to have ice cream in there.
Right, so then it could be that all those drawers that have things you can't use become muktzah. Those are more important than the ice cream, so the whole freezer becomes a basis to those drawers, and the whole freezer then becomes muktzah, and the mela moving the door should be usher. The car in that situation. But that's not the normal situation.
Frozen meat, I mean, if you look at money wise, the frozen meat is probably more valuable than almost everything else put together
right now.
No, it's not a question right now or not. It's a question that, what's it called, a maisa, but the other things are important to you because you want to, it's maybe more expensive. I don't know if it's more important to you.
That's the question. Why does he mean
okay.
More important?
I know it's useless to you.
It's used a lot of chocolate, but that doesn't mean anything. It's not
your ice cream. It's more useful.
You know, you got frozen fish and frozen meat.
The only thing that's immediately usable is the ice cream. Everything else is frozen goods. And I can't use the ice cream.
Whole freezer lechora becomes a basis lechora. I don't see any reason why not. Why shouldn't it be? I mean, if it's not a basis, in other words, there's plenty of things in there that are more important than the things that are muktzah. There's not a basis, but you have it, but it's lying on top of other things. That for sure, you can take the other things out, even though you're going to indirectly move the thing that is muktzah. That's total minatzad for the sake of the things that are permissible.
Mm-hmm.
That you can do for sure. But your case is where the freezer is predominantly muktzah things.
Right.
So then the whole freezer becomes muktzah. Moving the door is usher. You can't open
the door. Ice cream is very important to me on Shabbat.
It's more important. On Shabbat is more important than all that meat.
Yeah, but it's only because it's muktzah. If it's not muktzah, no, it's an anachanami. Even if it's not, if it is muktzah, even if it's not muktzah, you don't need that stuff on Shabbos. You can use it. But then anything is like that. Anything, if you look at that, that how did you look at it on Shabbos? Then it can never be a basis, because everything that you could use is more important to you than things you can't use than on Shabbos. So that can't be a cheshbon.
What if the ice cream's in the door? Can then you open the door of the freezer?
The door and the freezer, lechora, are one thing. They're not two separate things.
What about the freezer?
It's not like a drawer that comes in and out. It's the door is part of the freezer. So if the freezer becomes muktzah, the door is muktzah as part of the freezer. So then you couldn't move it. If the freezer becomes a basis, again, I'm not sure in your situation if that's the case. It probably is. Then you can't move the door either. Can't open the door.
Then can you open the fridge?
What?
The freezer's a basis. Can you open the fridge?
Yeah. Oh, you mean it's one thing?
No, yeah. The freezers are separate
on the top. Same, it's not separate, it's all one clay. It just has two parts to it.
Yeah.
And they're both connected, mamish together. Except maybe the freezer door is not considered part of the refrigerator. It's a separate door to the freezer. I don't know, I have to look into this.
Well,
it's
something in the
not so posh. Well, I thought I knew what I was going to talk about when I came here, and I see now that this. This situation, I'm not clear, I'm not sure. Right here.
I don't even know what I just asked.
That's okay, it's not too different than Dharma. Okay.
What if you make the door removable? What if you make the door
what?
What if you make the door removable?
The door is not removable.
Let's say make it removable.
What do you mean make it removable?
You take off the top hinge or something.
Always?
Yeah. You make it like
the door is removable. And there's no mooks on the door.
No, there is mooks on the
door.
Yeah, but then it's sealed, and the freezer becomes a basis for the door.
The freezer,
So even worse if it's removed. Okay. Let's, I'm not, if you, most of the time, again, my gut feeling is most of the time, if you have other things there that are of equal or more important than the things that are mukta. If that's not the case, your freezer is mostly for things that are mukta things on Shabbos, uncooked things or whatever, then I have to look into it. It's mistaber that the whole freezer becomes mukta and you can't open the door.
What if the freezer is the top part of the fridge?
Well, that's what he was asking. Huh. So, I'm not sure if you look at his two different kalim or the mice, it's one kli.
But then you have to factor sure. everything in both the fridge and the freezer and see what's
right.
more.
You're more likely to have right. vegetables in the fridge than you are in the freezer.
Right. I hear. I was talking more about a separate freezer.
Yeah, well, that's what I was talking about
right.
when I was saying it was
right.
full of stuff.
And there it's very possible that most of the things there and the majority of things are takamukta.
Right.
But people keep, like you say, ice cream in there.
So what are you supposed to do?
Well, I'll be away this Shabbos and you don't make any ice cream, and then after Shabbos I'll look into it.
Put the ice cream in the fridge.
Put the ice cream in the fridge.
You shouldn't
leave
any ice cream.
Okay. If you have clothing hanging from a clothesline, our kind of clothesline, which is connected to the ground, so and clothing is mukta when Shabbos came in, you plan to leave it there. And then it came off, whatever, the clothesline itself does not become mukta because it's connected to the ground. But the clothespins that you used become mukta for the whole Shabbos. Clothespins normally, it depends what you use them for, but they usually klishim lachto leser. Hanging up laundry on Shabbos usually usher, and that's the normal usage for clothespins. But what's it called? The clothespins then become mukta more than that, because if they were hanging things that could be squeezed and, you know, really wet, they're mukta machmas gufo or machmas isser, and therefore they can't be moved for anything, and then clothespins couldn't be moved for anything. I don't know what you can't use those clothespins in there for anything on Shabbos, they'll be mukta.
But they're not mukta until you take the clothes
off, they're mukta the whole time. They're mukta surely when the clothes are on them, and even if you take the clothes off, they remain mukta the whole time. Yeah.
Two things. If you have clothespins that are in your house that say you use to hold a bag of food, clothes or whatever, are those mukta?
And you use, no. If you designate those clothespins for a mutter purpose, then they're not mukta at all.
Okay. And
if
also,
you designate them to use all the time for both things, you don't have to even not designate them that you're never going to use them to hang clothes. But if you also designate them that if you need it, you'll close bags with it,
right?
Then it's malachto le'isser and leheter of equal usage, that's for sure okay. Those clothespins are not mukta at all.
And also, what if the clothes that are on the clothesline were dry before Shabbos?
Then they're not mukta either. There's
and
no problem.
You take them off and
yeah, you
the
can.
Clothespins are mukta.
What?
The clothespins are mukta.
What clothes are mukta? When Shabbos came in, they were so wet.
No, if they're dry.
No, the
if they're dry, they're not mukta. They're not mukta.
You
can take them off the thing on Shabbos.
Clothespins are clean.
Clothes that were dry before Shabbos and on the line, you can take in on Shabbos. They're not mukta.
No, but they're clothes.
What?
Aren't the clothespins klishim lachto leser?
Normally, unless you have them also to close bags or whatever else you use them for.
And then
the ones holding the ones on the line.
What? The ones on the line are usually lachto leser, yes. Yeah, but the clothing is mukta machmas gufo, machmas iser. So you can't even move it, let's say, gufo makoma. What? Where was a mukta? Yeah, then the clothespins remain lachto leser. If you need them, use them for closing bags, you can. But if they were on clothing when Shabbos came in that you planned to leave there, right, and the clothing was wet, then you can't use those clothespins to close a bag. They remain mukta the whole Shabbos, whether it's us or using for anything.
If the clothes were dry, then can you take the clothespins off of them?
Right, the clothes were dry. You can't take the clothespins off, and the clothespins are still klisha malachto leser, but you need makomo. I mean, you want to open them up to get the thing off. That's
no, but it's also klisha malachto leser and leheter, because after the shirt is dry, very often they'll stay on the line for a long time. Those same clothes can hold in dry clothes as well as wet clothes.
Yeah, but you don't hang up dry clothes.
No, but
they remain dry and they can stay there for days.
On a weekday.
On a weekday.
It's the
era.
Ring.
And it's a klisha malachto leheter.
You mean it's used also for
earring out? For dry clothes.
Yeah, but that's really nothing. It's like a pot. A pot is used for cooking.
Right.
After you cook the food, the food's in the pot, you use it for serving too. But a pot is not a serving thing. even though the food remains in there afterwards. The same exact thing over here. Clothespins are made to hang up clothes that you just washed, which is not Shabbos. Okay? But you may leave them there for the next 4 years if you're lazy or whatever, right? But that's, it's not much like a pot. That's not klishim
lachmanim.
So I was
saying that the pot is mutter.
You don't use them for things that are not usher. Use them for something that's usher, and it remains after that mutter. What?
You're always saying now that the pot is
a pot is a klishim lachmanim lisser. As long as there's food in it, you're using it l'tzorek gufa makoma. It's okay. But once the what's it called, the food is out of that, you can't just move around pots on Shabbos. Pots that are made for cooking.
No, but
unless it's made specifically for certain, unless there's certain things that are made for cooking and serving, right? Like, you know, you put it in the oven and you can use it, take it right away out to the, whatever, the special things like that, right?
No, but even aside from that, it's a normal thing to leave food in the pot afterwards too, after it's cooked.
Yeah, I understand, but the main purpose of that pot was not to leave food. Notice, if you cook food in another pot, you're not going to put it into another pot to leave it there to serve. You leave it in the pot that you cooked. So the pot is just used for what you cook. You don't take it out right away. You use it until you take it out, whenever you need it. That's still called klishim lachmanim. That's clear. Pots are klishim lachmanim. And the clothespin is mamish the same thing. I don't see a difference between them. Yeah?
Can you use clothespins then for, like, a kiddush you're going to have outside and you want to pin the tablecloth thing, you know, the plastic tablecloth,
right?
Down
so if you designated those clothespins right before Shabbos to be used for those purposes, right? And again, I don't know how much it's natural to use clothespins for these things. Besides, it could be that it's a clothespin is not a klishim lachmanim l'isser normally, because in the place where you are, people always use them for kiddushim or to put them on their table. If that's the case, then they're klishim lachmanim l'heter l'isser. But if they're majority time used to hang clothes, and now you decided you're going to use it for this thing, so then it has a cloud that if it's only for that Shabbos, then you have to do something to it. You have to do a maisa. If you're designating it always to be used, possibly to use for kiddushim, right? Then it's not muktzeh.
Something is common to use for, you know, tablecloths or closing things,
right,
or whatever. It's still the majority of the time it is being used. To
yeah, but that's still that's still okay, because that's a normal usage of it. Sometimes you need, sometimes you don't. It's not like a hammer that's normally used for building, and if you just ran out of your nutcracker, then you use a hammer to crack nuts. Here, it's a normal usage of it. Again, I'm not sure 100% if crow's pins are something that's in the left.
Why
wouldn't
it be? Is that sort of kufa?
Yeah, but we're talking now where it became muktzah for some other reason. Yeah, you could. I mean, yeah, you can use it anyway for that.
Right.
But we're talking where it became a bosses, and right, and then it was muktzah matnas gufa.
Why can you use it to take off the dry clothes on Shabbos if it was dry before Shabbos? Why are we allowed to use it then?
Because that's tzorich, what's it called, the gufa, or makomo, whichever, either one. You need the place, because you need the shirt. You have to open that to get the shirt. So you need the place of the shirt, which happens to be in the clothespin.
It's not a problem with marisan?
Of taking the clothes off the line? No. I don't know. There's an issur of hanging things that usually need drying, right, and you hanging them up, and people are choshish that you wash them on Shabbos. That's awesome, to hang them in the normal way. But to take it off, there's no gzeira like that. Take it off. Take it off is okay.
So the Rav is saying about the toast and the kibbe and doing the toast again. In the normal circumstances, when it's just a peg that hasn't been hanging something wet up, it's just a stuff on your washing line that hadn't been hanging wet clothes, then you could just take it.
Right, you can take down laundry on Shabbos that was not booked when Shabbos came in.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you've just got some clothes pegs, right? And it's a kiddush, and you want to put the table, keep the tablecloth on with the
pegs. Oh, you want to, okay.
You can do it. It's the only problem, the only time you would have to miyachid it is if it had turned into a klishim
lachmanim. Right. That's what Rav Aaron and David said. You're right. In other words, a normal clothespin is no worse than malachto le'isser, and therefore, if you want to use a tzorek gufo for putting on tablecloth, you could use it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We got waylaid because we had clothespins that became mukta machmas gufo, and then we got everything mixed in. Between the freezers and the clothespins, the shear is a lot different than I thought it was going to be.
Is there no problem with marzai with all this?
Huh?
Is there no problem with marzai with all this?
Marisayan? No, Marisayan we don't make up. If Chazal were gozer something because of Marisayan, then it's Usher. And if they weren't gozer such a thing for Marisayan, then it's not Usher. And they never made a gzera of taking things off that were hanging up and using them. They only made a gzera of hanging them up to begin with, because then it looks like the next process after you washed it. But it's more to take clothes off the line.
Why isn't it Hachana?
Why isn't it Hachana? Because it's going to rain. You don't want to take it off the line because it should be easier to take off now than having to take it off Moshe Shabbos. You want to take it off the line because you don't want to have to wash it again. And you don't want it to get ruined or whatever. Or you don't want the cats to get to it. Or there's a sandstorm. So those cases, and the reason you want to take it off the line is because you're rushing out Motzi Shabbos and you don't have the time to do it then, you want to do it now, then it's not awesome. Then it's hachon. But there's a lot of reasons why you could do it that's not hachon at all. Okay. That pretty much finishes this, but it almost pretty much finishes the shiur. We'll go to one more thing. I really wanted to finish this whole thing.
Should we make sure that there's like nothing left on the refrigerator?
What?
Let's make sure like there aren't like raw eggs on the refrigerator. Or is that...
But there's other things on the refrigerator. More than raw. There's ketchup and mustard and have to go butter, what's it called? Margarine, soda. What? Right?
And the eggs are probably the only thing on the refrigerator door that's mustard. Everything else on the refrigerator door is...
Yeah, so then it's not a bussis at all. And you can move the door... It's all tilt min atzad, and you don't even have to. You don't have to tilt the refrigerator and make the eggs fall on the floor. That's clear.
Not
that I'm sure about. Not too much more, but that I'm sure about.